people understand what he's talking about. No one in the past said, this land is mine, but it belonged to everybody. When people want to come and hunt, nobody went out and told them, you're hunting on my land. And also, when people hunted in the past, they didn't go out to hunt just to waste what they were after. They went out there to hunt because they needed what they needed, or what they were after. And he'd like to follow up on a suggestion that Mr. Blunka made, and that is that if people would continue, even after they got title, the village corporations got title to their land, with the idea that the native people have always had, and that is to say, you're hunting on my land, or share and share alike, and not go and tell people this land is mine and not yours, there would be less problems. But if people started telling other people, you're trespassing because this is my village corporation land, and he says that he sees a problem, that there could be fighting, there could be, you know, a lot of misunderstanding created by many people because of this.
Jalisu Kanika Nangaluku Kanakut Katak Kamaguta 1971 am King on Yuch at Neat Lagan Katoi meeting Alani am Skon with the Lama Nichu Ganakluki. Yachtu Alakasu Kaisun Maguta King of Clit Kanguta Tawakum Tamakin Nunataiskun and Kaisun Yuchikat. Tamakut to Mikilingut Makutayagua to Miaklaranga. Kaisun Ika Ika Naksuyaksuki, Kaisun with Tokaika Asigalutin King of Tni with Taska, Twangutasu Akasagani Akanumani Nam Kangani with Tangairut Sakut. Chali Una Nangaluku, Ranami Nichu Nevasamani, Tauna Yaksin Kalakshani, Nitshaka. Lightning had toymana extend the real reac niluku 20 chalias hagun, tamana suki umyaksum nitok, chali atau kautics numuyang chat mujiks hatok, umyaksumani 20 years extend the kuni, tama umyang chatakaluting tamatum nasini. Do I hadn't amshata can rulit pitak luku mana canotka.
Okay. His last area of concern deals with afterborns, which were referred to afterborns, 1971 on, children who are born. His question is how, in his thinking, how can they live without land? You know, they... just because they're born after 1971, they're not treated like the rest of us who have a share of land or whatever. And in his mind, he would like to figure out a way to be able to help these afterborns. He didn't come up with any immediate suggestion. But his second thing is a suggestion, that is that he heard Mr. Berger, I guess, mention earlier today something about extending the deadline for 1991. In 1991, I guess there's a provision there. If people want to, they can extend their restriction of stock or whatever for 20 years. He says that he is for that, and if that can be possible, to... the meat came from the land, and then the main diet, he says, particularly to him and his family back when he was a child, was fish, which was salmon. And then their economy was a different, had a different base also. It was based mainly on hunting. The economic structure of the family was based on how much food they had, or how much food they were able to acquire. And this was mainly done from hunting. And because of this, there was no waste. People just didn't use a portion of the meat and threw the rest away. Even with the fish, they used the whole fish. You know, nowadays when we sell fish, he says the Japanese use the eggs, and we just sell the meat of the fish. But back then, the native people ate the eggs too. They used the whole fish. And then he kept coming back to the idea of how everybody treated everyone equally. Even though, you know, some of the families were not able, they got their fair share when it came time to have something to eat. The other people made sure that the other people had something to eat. Another thing he brought out was concerning their methods and their tools of hunting back then, when he was a child, were a lot more primitive than what they are today. The example he gave was about nets. You know, today our nets can last for quite a while. They're made of nylon, but back then the nets that they had rotted easily. And but even though they had these primitive tools and methods of getting their food, they still were willing to share with other people with what they got. And the example gave of what type of nets that they sometimes used were, one was that they made nets out of sinew, caribou muscle. They'd strand it, and then they'd make nets out of it. And then they'd take the caribou bones or animal bones and use them for sinkers. And then, of course, they'd use whatever wood was available for floats. But his main idea, I think it would be well for us to remember as Native people, is that everybody shared and was concerned in a subsistence way of life, in particular with one another.
Thank you again, sir. Thank you.
The Honorable Thomas H. Berger of the Alaska Native Review Commission. I am David B. Naniluk of the native village of Togiak. Before I go any further at this point, I would like to say a short word of prayer. Samgatam kanch bailigma atkap atmap tumatkan awatini. Kami kaput-put gakhluki pizza kagnakhlut. Agay na tawat kilag matlami. Tsam tamak mitigo mekstini. Tsam tut tamak mipiuchstini. Tsiuk nun paloh tukut kato matumi atakumi. Matumi lusasami. Magayukun ngilkumpni. Tagom tigo meknafkut. Anakani umifkut. Awluk mafkutlu. Awakin tiw lamp ni kaya kiluta anakini umalkof kut. Alungut kamtnik lut siki kiluta kalakht siut kamtnik. Patram klut siki kiluta taringut kamtnik. Tagwa manakin kuntan kilrakin. Taringut kamtnik siki kiyugnif kut. Tsiukhtun paluhtukut. Makut mai amlhkhtlgit matum nalini. Kan kluagautit. Bit kluagautit. Agam kianakkutit. Tamakutum yomtnik tsali gakhluki. Tagamanganakun tanqilgakun. Tagayin ut kamtnik siki kibungifkut, siki kasko maluta. Ukutlu chali, tumigil gait. Tsiwligan putmakin nunan giluwal gait. Chali kuyawik luki. Kan khtugal khatni. Kan guyut tunka tahpk naki. Yul gait. Mae matum nallini katagi maalamtkun. Tsiwliam ta kanruyu taitnik. Mae magutkun paifkilgitkun. Tsiwnimtni allaigakkatkun. Akka paasla galuta. Akka suvillait nangkhts siiga liilutun tsiwnikkaigulutu. Kaiga uikamtkun Tanrmkum tanqilraakun. Umiorkaitnik tsikkiusqluki tagum tamaakutlupit. Tsiwlirnerrluukut qanrarkat. Tagum manrmkum tanqilraakun. Puqiliumayugngifki. Qanrarkaatlumanna. Antsortukufknaakulup tanrniumalerpkun. Llaita tagum manneeraat. Amlin gilingan kaigawi kamtkin. Tsalimagut ayag yopu tahtsakhalugi. Mahun liitlgatkin. Alakhtstufknaki. Tumigil gakhtatin tagom tkutklugi.
Any time a white person came, they respected the native people's land as if it belonged to the native person, whether it had a deed or a title to it. And so, before they built, I guess they went around to several villages up in the Kuskokwim area, which is now the Bethel area, and try to get permission from some of the village elders to build some houses or to build a mission. There were several villages that they went to, and the villages told them that they couldn't. Finally, they came to a village which is, I guess, known as Akyak, which is just above Bethel. And the leader there, who was probably one of the earlier Russian Orthodox laymen, they are known as Duyuks, gave them or showed them a piece of land which the native people back then didn't value very much. and told them that they could build right there, and that happened to be the place where the city of Bethel is built today. They were given permission to build some houses, and I guess this is where the name Bethel came from, because it was a mission station. And this group of people that settled up there were, I guess, accounted for, probably given some of the first education to the local people in the area. They educated some of the native people. The reason why they were accepted, I guess, by the native people was because they were willing to become like the native people. There was a fella that came up with them. I guess he was a half Indian. His name was John Kilbuck. And he learned the language, and he lived and became one of the natives in the area, and told the native people that he was a native. And so he was accepted. And from him, many of the native people up in the Bethel area learned, you know, some things of the white man culture. But my dad, I guess, talked earlier today. I wasn't around, but he told also that he was born somewhere around 1900. So, you know, back then they didn't have any birth dates, or they didn't record them. But anyway, right around 1900, I guess, was his birth date. Today we give him a birthday because he's one of us. We figure he's born right around somewhere in February. And our family has given him February 25 as his birthday. Anyway, he reiterated the fact that back when he started realizing, when he first started realizing things, the main staple diet of the native people was fish. And this is what has been the main diet of this area in the Kuskokwim. And then the main source of clothing was furs. Everybody had furs for clothing. They didn't have a Sears catalog, I suppose, to order stuff from. So they got everything from the land, just like what some of the other fellows, the older folks, said earlier. There were few white people when he was a child. And whenever they came around, they respected the people in the area, and they just didn't go out and hunt and fish like so many people do today without getting prior permission from the local people. And the local people, the native people,
One more. Some of you can cut a whole leg. Can cut a little water. Some of you can cut a whole leg.
Marianne Olympic from Higiyag. Okay, Marianne gave us, said she was going to tell us a little story first about what her father, Ivan Olympic, told her about. We heard about the Russian and American, America or United States dealing with Alaska earlier by several different people. But from what her father, Yvonne, understood, I guess Russia and United States had some discussion on the sale of the land, you know, on several different occasions. And Russia didn't just give in on a first suggestion, but before Russia conceded to the United States to give or to sell the state of Alaska or whatever became, which became the state of Alaska later, they made the U.S. government promise that they will leave the native people alone as far as, you know, their culture, their way of life and their land is concerned, their way of life. She don't understand today is if this was the case, you know, how come there's so much discussion and dealing with land in our time? And she, her father was also a reader in the Russian Orthodox Church.
Bob. I finally got my pen at the first break.
I thought he was going to do that too. Yeah. I should have took shorthand.
You're doing fine.
Kind of dwindled.
Yeah, well, I guess it was getting, I think about 10 o'clock, 10:15, and people start heading home.
10:30, I already probably.
Well, that's been a good evening.
Yeah.
I enjoyed some of the older people and young people.
I think your brother's testimony.
Yeah.
Did I understand that right, that Bethel was undesirable piece of land?
It was a place where nobody hunted or fished or it was kind of a marshy, like it is now.
When your father came up there, I said to myself, boy, they sure do look alike, before I knew what his name was.
Yeah, just pass on sometimes. Tatin could trim good dino, it would really. Tatin could trim good dino. Well, I miss my mucky.
Your steam?
Maybe I'll still have it.
Where's Bobby? He was going to fix up those.
He's having coffee.
Oh. Joyce? Don't she know you?
Bobby, you're an Olsen girl?
Yeah. I thought you knew.
Yeah, I should have guessed.
I've been working with Commissioner for about a year. I said you should have been doing.
Well, even the good interpreters let you do interpret for them when they give their testimony.
Thank you.
Hey, Bobby. I didn't tell him this one yet, but I guess it's okay. Are the things on? Yeah, I'm gonna find it. Una khani papi mawa qalaqut khla qanot kha kha ne kha una khani piwale khuna qanot kha kha kata una aguna kha taunai knelo kha qandlra manna khani alas kanedi flan claim settlement naqa bitchiqtlagmini ya Yuta, which is rare right. Which is rare right what the youth at all look here. York to Gisu. Tacoma's hundred lucha, the man of Fania. Aran Kanak Niluku. Charisu, Tamakun what the youth, which is rare ratun. Was to tarring umakitun, Tacoman Relami. My, Appaya right mat appaya rain edif lan klimamma. Pichich kiutaina, yuguni huanku tamsarnia, taringu maksaunaki. Chari soaya, kanakalunia, apravikkolunihua, atsia, Village Corporation nani huattoi pikaani, President Takla reak, mutta tauguam chali, chaliakkami laita, Board Danun Hutta Huang Gutun Board Member Ranun Chalekani Light Mahun Hutta Taring Kapper Kakun Kajiganak Sait Laganiluku Telizing a yak Ilumun Hutta Tot Nayok Lamiman Takumat Takshatkas at Yuguni Huangut ni Taring Lachiganaku. Taugam Unofania Ekotali Kansha. Augunafani Asik Hanaku Fatonofani Kansha Fatna Matum Native Land Claim of Hooker, Yuta Nasun Rixhui Makunun Fato Kassanun. Kitu chat ach pisiyan richak ngramuchu taima yuguni fangu ta huat niyuchik put pisiyan richak ngramuchu kasat maay ila liulang ngayt kutawgama matumunam ga kohtulch put waslu akim ga kohtulch put bitklugu maay Kasat Moris Klang Lresten Hukka Beat Kutsiungania Smukni Mjort Kutten Hutten Zeiling Hustun Ayok Sumtia Im Nahuatta of Jukraka Hans Hulra Jalia Chowner Lustun Hutta Chowner Tresten Ayok Suyak Kaitkut Mai Tagama Nun Nauting Lresten Ayok Hamta Kutten Lresten Sayok Hamta Tamana pitkluku kassanun muistiklaani liuta. Tuossu 1991 naami chali aukkut aran kaisu uuttaimattum Native Land Claim Actam maai chaliak kauluki huttoi mattumias haku.